Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know you're really excited about one group of beef supporters that you have a chance to work with on an ongoing basis. Tell us about Team Beef.
Absolutely. They are some of our best ambassadors for beef because they're fully demonstrating beef and a healthy lifestyle. So currently we're recruiting for Team Beef runners. Oklahoma Team Beef is a group of Oklahoma running or walking athletes who understand and believe in the nutritional benefits of lean beef and its vital role it plays in day-to-day living and their race training. And we find it's a wonderful way to promote beef in action.
To be a part of Team Beef, you have to do your homework.
Team Beef runners or walkers must complete the Master's of Beef Advocacy Training Program to ensure they are prepared to answer any questions about beef they might receive at the race or on the course.
And if you'd like to learn more about Team Beef, go to oklabeef.org, click on the nutrition tab. And to learn more about how the beef checkoff is working for you, go to oklabeef and click on Cattleman's Corner.
Secretary Sonny picks Kansas City. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue saying that USDA will move the Economic Research Service and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture to the Kansas City region. The secretary saying the site selection process was rigorous and the Kansas City region provides a win-win. It maximizes our mission function by putting taxpayer savings into programs and providing affordability, easy commutes, and extraordinary living for our employees. He says the Kansas City region has proven itself to be a hub for all things agriculture and is a booming city in America's heartland. The chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, of course, is Pat Roberts from the state of Kansas. He says the research that will be occurring at the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility in nearby Manhattan and research that already occurs throughout the Kansas City Animal Health Corridor makes Kansas City a natural fit for this move by the ERS and by NIFA. Question mark right now, can Democrats and others opponents of this move block this effort by the secretary to move these agencies out to the Kansas City area? Already, Kansas City is home to other parts of USDA, including a big part of the risk management agency of the department. We continue to grind along with the 2019 hard red winter wheat harvest. First report of the season for Plains Grains out last night showing that we have 32% of the Texas wheat crop now harvested, and Oklahoma stands at 18% harvested. Kansas, a little bit of test cutting going on right along the Oklahoma-Kansas state line. Executive Director of OK Pork, Roy Lee Lindsay, says that he's really pleased with what happened out at the state capitol in 2019 as far as agriculture is concerned. In fact, he says over the course of his career representing the pork industry at the state capitol, it's as good as it gets.
Well, this is the 21st session that I've spent at the Capitol working with the Oklahoma Pork Council. And I think as I look back at it, I would tell you it's probably the most successful session we've seen in the time I've been here. Mm-hmm. We started with a piece of legislation that would put caps on nuisance lawsuits. We've seen lots of nuisance lawsuits in North Carolina where damages are just extraordinary. If you didn't have caps, the damages would just be extraordinary. We were able to get caps adopted on agricultural nuisance lawsuits. And a big thank you to all of our partners in agriculture. I can't think of a single ag group in the state that didn't help us push that through. But we wanted to try to provide some protection to folks that are following the law, that are doing what they're asked to do. And I think we've done that and really proud of what that accomplishment is.
Roy Lee Lindsay, you've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is going to be a live event from Pawhuska, Oklahoma at the Pioneer Women Mercantile Exchange Event Center. The 2019 edition of the Tallgrass Auction happening Thursday, June 20th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time in Pawhuska. Get more details by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Tallgrass Auction, Thursday, June 20th, Pawhuska, Oklahoma. See you there. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.